I met Kelly when I was 12, and she was 18, and Nikki, I was 17. She came and visited the camp with another volunteer who was my band manager, and that's how we met.
They may not look old enough to go way back, but the members of Those Darlins actually met at summer camp, and they've been practically camping in their tour van ever since. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hey there, I'm Alisa Ali. Tennessee band Those Darlins grew up in Murfreesboro, listening to the Carter family and Woody Guthrie. The three founders met at the Southern Girls Rock Camp and formed the band in 2006. They were joined by drummer and ex-camp counselor Linwood Regensburg, and the ladies, Jesse, Kelly, and Nikki all took Darlin as a last name. Their eponymous debut kicked down the barn door in 2009, featuring songs like Wild One and Red Light Love. Since then, their sound has morphed from its original country roots to a kind of garage punk in curlers. Think something in between Bikini Kill and the Shangri-Las, but sung in a hunting cabin. With a new album out called Screws Get Loose, Those Darlins have been touring all over, and they recently pulled up to Studio A to chat with FUV's Kara Manning. She asked them whether it was true that they changed their last names to Darlin as a nod to the Ramones.
No, we just call each other Darlin before we even were
We're from
band.
The South. Yeah. Everybody calls right. each other Darlin.
Well, that and in our town in Murfreesboro is like... That's how you distinguish who's in who you're talking about.
Who's in what band.
You just add kind of...
If everyone's last name is the band name that they're in, you know? So it was just kind of, we were in Those Darlins and everyone would call us, oh, you know, Jesse Darlin. Oh, yeah, you know.
Have you ever had anybody who actually thought you were all sisters?
All the time.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Really?
Or
Rolling
cousins
Stone.
Or whatever.
Yeah. Didn't get the memo.
We even considered telling people that,
heavy.
You know, just for fun. And then we were like, nah, let's not tell people.
But you're kind of like a sisterhood and a brotherhood
soul
too.
Sister.
Yeah. You're soul sisters. And you all live together in the same house at some point, correct?
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and that's still not happening, right?
No.
We and Nikki
live in a van together.
Yeah, we live in a van together. We don't need to live in a house together.
Jesse sent me a text one night with, I guess, what the chorus was to the song.
No, it was the second verse.
Yeah, she sent me this text where she was like, oh, this is this, like, I think this could be a song. And then I sent her something back like, that's terrible. Like, I don't
he was
get
like,
it.
No
then,
way.
What line was it?
It was the soothsayer.
For about a week.
Soothsayer, a gypsy jazz, fortune cookie ate my zodiac.
Yeah.
What does that even mean? I was like, I don't know. I was like, come on, let's just try to make it into something. And he was just like, okay. I had to force him to. And then once we recorded it, we were like, this is good. But it was funny. I really just wrote it because I was just, there's like a few people that I know that are hilariously mystic, you know? They're just like, they're just so into all this stuff. And it just was funny, I don't know, to me. So I just wrote the song about like the four most mystical people I know. One of them's Nikki's mom.
Yeah, she's pretty mystical.
Lotto ticket.
Studio performance of Mystic Mind, and before that, the title track off their new album, Screws Get Loose. Take 5 was produced today by Sarah Lilly. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.